Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Welcome to the Productivity Podcast number 4. Today, I'm going to talk all about checklists. So I love to have checklists. And if you listen to the travel podcast a few episodes earlier, I talked about how I have a checklist that I pull out every single year when we go to the beach. And then I just remember what we need to pack. And I make any changes on there of any things that I add or delete from our packing. Like this year, I deleted a DVD player and DVDs. We don't need that anymore. But I added headphones because we definitely need everybody in our family to have headphones when we travel. So I love checklists like that, that I could pull out year after year and just check things off. And many of you had asked me if there were things I did every week or every month or every year on a checklist. And I do have them, but in my brain. And so I'm so glad that I kept getting this question repeatedly because I finally sat down and made my checklist. Now, the first checklist that I have, I've already explained in the Sunday basket. So if you get the Sunday basket planning printables where you plan out your week, the second printable that comes in that set for free gives you all the things I do every single week, like turn my phone all the way off and back on again. Turn your computer all the way off and back on again. I swear, if I did not write that down, I would forget to do it. And my phone freezes up all the time because I forget to turn it off and on. And when you turn both of those off and on again, it allows the computer and the phone to reset, run any antivirus, close down open browsers, things like that, and just perform better for you. So I went through and I really thought, okay, what do I do every month or what do I want to remember to do every month? And what do I do each specific month of the year? And I'm going to go ahead and go through these lists with you. I spent so much time not making these lists because I wanted them to look perfect. I wanted to not forget something, blah, blah, blah. Finally, I was like, okay, 6 months I've been wanting to make these lists for you. It's time. It's time to make the lists. So I made a list of what I do every single month, and I broke it into 4 categories. So I have what do I do for my home, what do I do for family management, what do I do for the dog, and what do I do for the kids. And really, the reason I wanted to make this list is because I'm like petrified I'm going to forget to give the dog his flea and tick and heartworm medication. So here's my list. For the home, these are the things that I would like to do every month. I'm not going to say I do these things every month, but I would like to do every month. Number 1, change the furnace filter. Number 2, wash the washing machine, the oven, and the sink disposal. So usually I do this when I notice the house is about to catch on fire or the laundry room smells, but it'd be great to get in the habit of just doing those 3 things each week, each month. Wash the bath mats in the laundry room, you know, all the bath mats that you use when you get out of the shower. Clean out the refrigerator and freezer. Again, I usually do that when it looks like we're growing science experiments, but I'd like to do it more on a regular basis. And wash and clean out my car. I started doing this 4 months ago when I got my new-to-me Nissan Murano, which I love, and I started vacuuming it out every single month. And I really, really love that. We usually wash our cars about 6 to 8 times a year, usually when there's a lot of snow and ice or it's just really dirty. So I won't necessarily wash my car every single month, but it's on the list just to remind me, hey, it's been a month. Do you want to wash your car? Under family management, at the beginning of the month, I check for the birthdays and holidays that are coming up this month and next month, because in our family, we have a lot of people who have birthdays like between the 1st and the 8th of the month. So if I don't check for this month and next month, then I still can get surprised by birthdays. On the 15th, I reconcile the checkbook. I buy all of our paper supplies from Costco, so I need to check and see when we need to do that. And usually it's about every 6 weeks that I need to go buy new toilet paper, paper towels, trash bags, all that. Check the master bathroom products. So my husband does the grocery shopping, and I do all of the health and beauty, paper products, and medicine shopping. And so I do it once a month. I go to the store and I buy everything we need once a month. So I need to check the master bathroom products for my husband and I. Shampoo, conditioner, soap, deodorant, all of that. And then ordering prescriptions. So we have lots of prescriptions in our family. And so I'm doing that on a weekly basis, but I like that on the monthly checklist because some of our prescriptions, we don't use all of them in 1 month, but we can refill them every month. So I do refill them every month to save a little bit of money. So for the dog, give him his flea and tick and heartworm medication, and then wash the dog bowl. So what I realized was I'm constantly filling the dog bowl up with water, and we only run our dishwasher 2 times a week because we're not home a lot. And so the dog bowl wasn't getting washed because I need to wash it and then put it right back. So I like having this on this list where I just remember at least once a month to really wash the dog bowl as well. Now, my kids are 15 and 16, so I have a unique monthly list for my kids, but I think it might be interesting for those of you that have little adults in your house as well. One, remember to change my kids' sheets. Like, I change my sheets every 2 weeks, but I forget to change theirs. Add money to their school lunch accounts. I am always worried that they're going to run out of money when they have school lunch accounts, so I have that on my list. Schedule haircuts and eyebrow waxing. So now that Abby is 15, she's getting her eyebrows waxed. I always get mine waxed whenever I get my haircut every 6 weeks, but she doesn't get her haircut because she's trying to get her hair to grow really long, and I need to remember to schedule that for her. Check the kids' bathroom products. So this is something I'm going to be teaching them to do through the app, the list app. Let me look it up and see what it is while we're on the phone. We're on the phone together. Did you know that? I'm not sitting next to you, but we are on the phone. It is called AnyList. AnyList is a checklist app that we can share among phones. So on there, I want them to get used to putting in when they run out of things, or hopefully before they run out of things, like deodorant, toothpaste, shampoo, all of that. So getting them used to once a month checking their supplies, letting me know what they need before I do that once a month shopping list. Along that list is to update the kids' Google calendars. I'm going to explain to you how I use Google calendars and how I've synced them up with my kids' calendars so that I can add things to their calendars and see what they've added to their own calendars as well. And then also with that AnyList app, I'm going to get the kids' grocery lists and have them every week. They have to put on that AnyList app what they want from the grocery store. And we're going to start using this fall ClickList with Kroger so I can order what everybody in the family wants and go pick it up. I'm sure I'll do a podcast about this as soon as I get a little further into how we're changing our eating around here and letting everyone have a little bit more choices. So that's my monthly checklist. Sit down sometime, get a glass of wine, go sit out back on the patio or wherever, and just, or a cup of coffee on Saturday morning, and sit down and go, okay, what are all the things I'm always worried that I'm going to forget? And the best way to make this kind of a list is to just have a notepad out for about a month in your Sunday basket and just keep writing down things that, oh yeah, I want to change the sheets. Oh yeah, I want to pick up dry cleaning. I want to do alterations, whatever it is that you want to do on a regular basis. And here's what I came up for my monthly tasks throughout the year. So when I did this, I also added in big expenses that we have. So throughout the year, we have some big expenses come out of our checking account. I'm always trying to remember when those are going to happen. So I put those in there as well. So in January, I put down buy new bath towels, ? Because that's the best time to buy them. And I like getting new towels. It's one of my thing. We usually do it about every other year. The next one is to pay my quarterly taxes, send our annual taxes to our accountant, go through and purge our family files. I do all of this when I do taxes. Our medical deductible starts over, so we usually need about $2,500 for medical for January, February, and March, so I needed to remember that. And then I need to file the 1099s and W-2s for all of my employees. In February, I have down to buy our Florida plane tickets for our summer trip, and real estate taxes are due because we don't have ours escrowed in with our mortgage. In March, I have down to look for a summer job. So the kids this year, I started helping them look for a summer job at the end of May, and all of the jobs were already taken. So we're going to start this much earlier next year because my 16-year-old, who will be 17, needs a job. So we're going to start looking for a summer job in March. Our pool membership is due that month. Sign up for any summer programs that the kids are going to do. Change the fire detector batteries. poor water in the basement pipes, and Easter is usually in March or early April. So this poor water in basement pipes, this is one of those things where we walk in the basement and it smells like your whole sewer has backed up into your basement. It hasn't. But we have a full bath down there and a little kitchenette. And what happens is we don't ever use it. And because we don't use it in our basement, then the water dries up in the trap and it allows the sewer gas to come and make our basement smell horrible. So I've put three different times on this list to go down and just pour water in those basement pipes. You just take a bucket of water and pour it in the toilet and pour it in the shower and pour it in all of the sinks. And then there's also this drain pipe in our unfinished portion of our basement that the plumber said, just pour a couple buckets of water down there too. I was like, that's going to flood our basement. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it is. So then he just did it and it didn't. So now I do it. In April, again, I need to pay my quarterly taxes and that's when we buy mulch. In May, I need to secure summer reading tutors for my kids. So one of the things I do since my kids have learning disabilities is we hire a former teacher of theirs to read all of the books that they will read the next year over the summer. This has worked so well. The first year I did it, this is Abby's first year, and the first year Joey did it, it's like pulling teeth. The kids do not want to go to the tutor, even though they know the teacher and everything, and they don't want to read all their books. But Joey was like sprinting to his tutor last summer and this summer because he had such a great freshman year because he had already read all of the books. So it's not a normal practice. I don't know anybody else at the kids' school that does that. But if you are looking to help your kids who have a hard time reading or comprehending or any of those things or are just overwhelmed with school, usually the reading teacher will tell you all of the books they're going to read that next year. So I get my kids' books. I get them the physical book and the Audible copy, and they read the book, and then they make notes with the teacher all summer. And when they start school, they have all their books already read with notes, and that way they're able to spend their time in class participating in discussions and not stressed about comprehension and how to read the books. So I have to secure a summer reading tutor. See why these lists are not printable-ish? Like, they're very specific for our family. In May, I also have to prep for my daughter's birthday, Mother's Day is that month, and graduations. In June, again, pouring water down the basement pipes, and Father's Day. In July is when I buy new glasses for Joey, pay my quarterly taxes, and we owe for the Florida condo. The condo fee is due. In August is when our first school tuition payment comes due. So my kids go to private school and their past school would start collecting tuition in July. This one starts in August and it's an automatic withdrawal from my checking account. So I need to know that that's going to come out that month. My real estate taxes are due again, and that's when we do our back to school shopping. So our kids don't start school until August 25th. The public school around here starts, I think, on the 14th or 15th, and I know some states start as early as the 1st of August, but we start later in August, so we can do our back-to-school shopping in August. We don't have to do it in July. In September, I stock up on cold medicine supplies, because when the kids come home and they have a sore throat, or it's in the morning and they have a stuffy nose, or my kids always say my ears are clogged. That's how I know they're getting a cold. Like, it's horrible if I don't have the medicines that we need on hand so I can ship them off to school. So stock up on your cold supplies. I put cleaning carpets in September. I haven't had our carpets cleaned other than by me in a while, but I really want to get that back on the schedule. So I put it on the list. We'll see what happens. And then make Thanksgiving and Christmas plans. So I know September is kind of early for that, but actually I'm recording this in July and I just found out that what our Thanksgiving and Christmas plans are going to be. So coordinating with extended family, who's going where and where we're spending the holidays. In October, I start holiday lists. I pay quarterly taxes, change the fire detector batteries, pour water in those basement pipes again, buy winter coats and gloves. So in October, we don't need winter coats and gloves till usually the end of December or early January. But if you wait until December or January to buy a winter coat and gloves, there aren't any. It's the weirdest thing. So I always forget that. So I wrote down to buy that in October. And then to move the winter items into the hall closet, because this is what always happens. Everything's fine. Everybody's wearing shorts. And then all of a sudden you wake up, there's frost outside and it's 32 degrees. and everything's still packed away in the basement. So I just put it on my October list to go ahead and move all that up into the front hall closet at the end of October. In November is when I want to plan spring break and complete any Christmas shopping and entertaining plans. And I'll tell you what, when my kids were little, I would have all of Christmas bought, purchased, and usually wrapped by November. But now, as the kids are getting older, they're making their decisions later, and really they get fewer items that are higher dollar amount. And so I have started doing most of my Christmas shopping in December, but I still put that on November because that is my goal. And then in December, Greg's life insurance payment is due. We have to get ready for Joey's birthday, which is the very beginning of January. My kids love making Christmas cookies, so I put that on the list. We usually go to quite a few movies in November and December, so I put family movie days on the list. And then going out to eat with the family. So also in December, the kids and Greg and I will go out to eat a couple of times at restaurants, and they really enjoy doing that as well. So I have those on the list more to make sure that they make it into the schedule than that they're a checklist to do. I hope that really gave you an idea of some of the things that you would want to put on a random list like that. Now, I keep these lists, now that I've made them, in my Sunday basket. That way, each Sunday, as I go through my Sunday basket, I see the slash pocket that has checklists in there, and I can just check them real quick and move on. So that's where you would keep them. All right, have a great week, and I want you to go make your own checklists.